Are you a talker or listener? Try not to feel too embarrassed by the answer. It just so happens that there are very few natural-born listeners. The only purpose of this question is to help you in admitting that most of us who have had any success in business have a propensity to be quite knowledgeable and, because of that, very good talkers. And yes, probably rewarded to some degree for being charming, convincing, and perhaps rewarded even for being an authority in your chosen field. So the temptation when you know a lot is to share a lot. After all, you can easily detect when the party you're talking to is absent this information, and with your keen observation that they are in need of this vital information, feel obliged to fill them in with what you believe they need to know. But this tendency short circuits the very thing that your candidate, recruit, or for that matter, anyone in your life truly needs from you, and that is to be listened to. And here's the interesting twist. Even if they come to you for advice, what do they really need? They really need someone to listen to them and help them think through what they already know. Allow me to give you a great example of what I mean. Financial services advisors are certainly a group of people most of us at some point turn to it for advice. They are hired for their knowledge. Surely there would be a connection then between the most skillful presenter as an advisor and the success as a financial advisor. Well, in a study of this very question, a Dr. Friedman found that the opposite to be true. The higher financial advisors' scores in effective listening, the better their clients rated them on quality, trust, and satisfaction. Effective listeners were also more successful at minimizing their customers' perceptions of financial risk, making them more likely to invest. This not only translated into higher sales with the clients, but researchers also found that it increased the frequency of their clients recommending them to their friends. So here's the big takeaway. Even when your candidates, your agents, or your customers come to you for advice, resist giving it and realize that what they truly need is someone to help them think through their own thoughts, beliefs, knowledge. And to do this, they need to be listened to. And once you listen, the knowledge you share will be heard with different ears, with trusting ears. And the unintended positive impact of this beyond your conversation, as we heard in the research, is that listeners create their own sales force. Then and only then, the listeners won't be the only one focused on growing their business. So will their candidates, agents, and customers.